Hey, and welcome to Glitch Therapy, everybody. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me, my gaming companions, if you will. We got Joel Gao, we got Noah O'Toole, and Jose Ochoa.
Hey, guys.
Hey, everyone. How's everybody
so
doing?
Weird.
Hi.
I'm
shy right now.
Oh, man. Don't be
no,
shy.
I'm not shy. I'm just joking around, man. Leave me alone.
What's up, guys? How's everybody doing?
Great. Yeah. Pretty good.
The boys are back in town.
Chilling.
Back together again.
Chilling like a
come lift us up yep. where we belong.
It's been another week.
Mm-hmm. A great week, no doubt.
Yeah.
New games came out.
Yeah. I've had a fun week.
Yeah. Resident Evil 7. Got, Gravity Rush 2.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For Honor beta. Mm-hmm. I think Wildlands beta. It comes out in a couple weeks here, right?
Pretty soon, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys got into that one?
I'm waiting.
Not yet. Yeah. Not yet. No. They haven't sent
I'm
out
waiting.
The invites
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
But.
Okay.
They said you're on a list, and you'll hear from us in an email or something.
Right.
So
right.
I tend to get in for some reason the Ubisoft betas often. I don't know if I've been a member
mm-hmm.
long enough or signed up enough, or maybe I've just in that one department been lucky and everything else not, because
yeah.
I sure didn't get into the Injustice beta. Wah, wah.
Mm. Yeah, no, I haven't. I don't think I got that
I haven't
yet.
I tried it.
No, you would have gotten it. They went out. Yeah,
bastards.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
What can you do, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have an open beta right near launch.
I hope. It's far enough away that we can still, hope for some additional
something.
Betas. Yeah.
Right. So how's everybody's weeks been going? Whatever you guys been up to?
It was a good week.
Movies, shows,
work,
games.
Zombies.
I don't want to put work in that.
I mean, it's just
things that I enjoy.
Destroying.
I enjoy working on destroying zombies.
There you go.
World domination, yeah. as always in my mind.
Just gaming.
Yeah. Well,
chilling.
Let's go around the horn. I mean, what have you been up to, Joel? What have you been doing, playing, watching?
Mostly playing Resident Evil and some other VR games. And
mm-hmm.
Do you play Resident Evil strictly in VR? Or do you play it on the console also? Because it comes, you get both with it, don't you? Or don't
yeah, it's the same game.
Okay,
save some of that for the
yeah,
actual topic.
Yeah, well,
too.
Okay,
don't
yeah.
go too deep into it.
Yeah, I'll get into that later. But yeah. mostly, well, pretty much only in VR.
VR, sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Gravity Rush, been playing that.
Brave Soul.
Cool. Oh, I can't wait to hear about that one.
Yes. Mine came in the mail, and then I didn't get a chance to actually pop it and play it. So I'm playing that. I'm going to play that tonight. Along with some Res Evil. Mm-hmm. It's going to be juicy. Okay. Now, any shows you guys watching? You and Nina are always watching something.
Lethal Weapon.
Okay.
The series.
I've never watched that.
Cool. Do you like it? Obviously, you watch it, so you like it. But are you a fan of the movies as well? And
Yeah. I watched all the movies.
And that's
does it keep the spirit of the movies, or is it completely different?
I think it keeps the spirit. The
mm-hmm.
the new Riggs is pretty insane.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that Damon Wayans, isn't it? Or is that, which Wayans is it? It's one of them. I can't remember
it's
which
one.
I want to say it's Damon. Yeah, the
I think,
older
I think,
one.
Yeah, I think it's Damon.
Damon. Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Huh. And the other guy, I hadn't seen him in anything before this, but he's really good as the crazy cop.
The crazy, like, yeah.
But he's a really sympathetic character, somebody you can, you can relate to and feel for him.
Mm. Okay. So, nice. I have to check that out then.
Good.
Cool. Noah, you got something
to share. Yeah, but I've overall had a pretty good week entertainment-wise. I'm a big fan of DC Comics, as we know, because I will also be on the Nerd Church Radio podcast where we do DC comic things on our sister channel. But the Justice League Dark movie came out digitally on Tuesday. And
did it really?
Yep, of course I...
Oh shit!
Bought it and watched it, and I was just—it was—it was
blown away.
Amazing. Yep. It doesn't come out on Blu-ray until February.
Okay.
But if you want to order rent, but you can purchase it digitally.
Okay.
I own all the DC animated movies. I just love them. And this was the first R-rated one with Justice League in the title, at least. I mean, Justice League associated one, and it was. Yeah. I mean, I 10 out of 10. It was great.
Okay.
And then I'm sure I'll talk about it a little bit later as well, but I got into the closed beta for Honor and have just been playing the hell out of it. I love it.
I watched your whole, because you were broadcasting.
I did broadcast a little bit, yeah.
And I had it on while I was doing while I was flipping through, finishing up some stuff for Indie Tuesdays.
Right.
And I had it just on this screen. My wife's like, how are you playing this and you're not using, I'm not playing. I'm watching Noah play it.
Right.
So she's like, oh, okay. So,
right.
But I watched you chase some guys down. And I was like, don't follow him.
I know there's some.
Like, don't chase that dude. He's leading you. Just, like, then you're like a bunch of guys.
And then I'm ambushed. Yep, yeah, yeah. I'm like, learning. No. I'm learning a couple of things.
It was hilarious.
Yeah,
I wanted
my
to
first
message you.
Couple games. Went terribly, but then the end ones won, and
I could see you.
I wanted
better.
To try a couple different modes too, you know, I found it's a lot like Overwatch too, in the way that sometimes you just get stuck with a bunk team, or sometimes you just get stuck with a going against a team that is
they just know
amazing. You know what I mean? Yeah. And
steamrolling people,
right? And you just it gets frustrating. But luckily, like Overwatch, your matches are 10 minutes, 15 mm-hmm. minutes at the most, and that's for the four-player one. Because
I think
your
broadcast went on for maybe like an hour or so, and you played like a good amount of matches.
Yeah, several matches, right.
I watched it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of customization and things. You couldn't play all the characters in the beta, but it comes out in 2 weeks, so I'm definitely looking forward to
it. And that's a lot of where you have to parry and like pick your shots and things. I could tell you, because you'd swing, he'd take a hit, then they'd swing back, you'd parry and block, and he'd stagger.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to learn too. I've been looking up how to not suck at For Honor, and stuff like that. But
one got the
YouTube
book
videos.
Right, there's but there's a couple of classes. I saw a funny article they were kind of making fun of you could tell who all. Because you can either be a Viking, a samurai, or a knight.
Okay, right there. Yeah. I remember seeing you were fighting against I think it was a samurai woman, and she was dual wielding these little blades, and she was getting you because she was just faster.
See, that's just it, and
she moved quicker, and you had the big heavy two handed
I was a giant barbarian axe
or whatever,
and
you
Viking
cock back to swing, and she'd slice, and then she'd get you.
Yep.
So I was like, no,
and
I want to be her.
Right. I've gotten better at the because you can parry and block them, and like the big people can pick them up and throw and stuff. But it's a lot of fun, but it is very paper, rock, scissors as far as the combat goes.
If you meet a certain person who has these skills, you're pretty much going to get beat unless you strategize.
Well, you use your right stick is your block. You can block left, right, or up.
Okay. Huh.
And you have to either block their swings as they come in or swing opposite of them. And it's complicated.
That's
very right. That's just it's very strategical. That's why, I'm learning as I,
a lot of trial and error, I bet.
Yeah.
Just
but even when I lose, I, look at the scoreboards and I'm at least like the highest point scorer on my losing team. You know what I mean? So that keeps me encouraged. I'm like, well, at least I'm learning, I'm going. Yeah. So
every game you were like,
but some matches
top.
Are a blast, when a team comes together and you get some awesome kills and there's like finishing moves, chop their heads off and
it's
do
like
awesome
the A-team,
things.
Man.
So
I've been sending you guys those pictures like the A team. Like, I love when the plan comes together. Taking the drag off the cigar. Yeah. No, I watched that and I was like, man, I want to play that now.
Yeah, hopefully there'll be I'm hoping there'll be an open beta prior to launch, maybe a week before. A lot they usually do, but I guess we'll
assume.
See.
Yeah,
Ubisoft's pretty good about that, I think. So
right, I mean, they don't always have the best track record when it comes to that stuff, so they better be testing it out.
Right, and I mean, honestly,
oh God.
I would not probably have bought the game if I wouldn't have gotten to play the beta.
And that's what they
and now I love
do.
It, right.
I mean, it benefits both sides. I mean, you get a chance to test it out and see if you even like the damn thing, and you get to give them feedback, and they can make it better.
Kind of like a demo.
Yeah, exactly.
An active demo, no doubt.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool.
Don't get too many demos nowadays.
Right.
I got like 10, so.
Yeah. Well,
still waiting.
Well, speaking of you, sir, what have you been up to? Tell me your business. Tell me all of it. Give it to me. Tell me.
That's weird, man.
I was hoping
I don't know what to do now.
He's going for that weird vibe.
He just opens, empties his pockets out of the table. Well, here's everything.
Well, sir, here's all my stuff. Yeah. I'm not just being hanging out. Zombies, Call of Duty. I've been on that a lot lately.
Well, I mean, we just talked about it, a couple of days ago at work, and we talked about doing that because our friend Amanda we work with, she just got an Xbox One, so we were schooling her on what to buy and what we're playing.
He's teaching. Mm-hmm. He's telling her to you just gotta jump in, do robots real quick, some training. I'm like, just throw her in the lane.
Hey, she's the one that sounded scared about it. I was just trying to
wean
her
in. Jump in.
After get eaten by zombies a couple times, you'll learn your lesson.
She was talking about playing PvP.
Don't pet the zombies.
Yeah, right. Well, she was talking about doing PvP on Infinite Warfare and just jumping into multiplayer matches. And I was like, well,
that's what everyone does.
And she's like, I'm scared. I'm gonna get beat up really bad.
She probably
owned. I'm gonna get owned.
You guys,
it's gonna happen.
I myself am a decent player,
right?
But every now and then I'll get murdered. I'm like, oh man, I died 20 times. I only got 10
kills. Right.
Oh, my aching heart. I'm going to put this away for a bit.
I mean, I wasn't telling her not to play it. I was just saying, well, if you're that worried about it, just, you know, do like a training run through where you can play against the bots or something like that, and you learn what the maps are like or whatever.
What we could do, we could jump in and as a team and just...
And get rolled on?
Yeah, get rolled on and then teach her, man.
Easy for you to say lone wolf. You're just going to go around the other side of the map and leave us all like laying on the ground.
Okay, you guys stay here and guard the front. I'll be back... Yeah, maybe just
take here.
If I'm not back in 10 minutes, wait longer.
Stay here and take those bullets, and I'll come back in 10 minutes.
Whatever, man.
Use her as bullet sponge.
Don't play with Jose because he'll leave you laying on the ground like Vin Diesel in freaking.
You don't revive.
I do. I don't revive.
Oh no! See that I like in the battlefield Valkyrie. I come down and like revive all of my teammates.
You look like Vin Diesel in Saving Private Ryan. He's like holding a letter in the rain, like give this to my mom. Right.
I give you that shit.
He's like shushing you from the bushes. Shh. I'm trying to get this sniper shot right.
You disappoint me. Just.
And delete my browser history.
You have 3 seconds. Survive me. 2, 1.
Write this letter to my mom and delete my browser history.
I do better without you anyways.
Oh, whatever, man.
Dick no, move. Yeah, just playing zombies on and Netflix. Just finished a show.
Yeah.
What show?
That show made me cry, dude.
Which show was it?
It's an anime called Your Lie in April.
I should have known it was an anime. Dude. You in the day.
I thought you were going to say something deep like the OA or something like that. Like, no, it's an anime
all
show.
He watches anime.
OA was interesting.
I'm a big anime fan, so Your Lie in April, if you guys want to cry, watch it.
Nope, okay. I don't like to cry. I don't.
I mean, there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
It was that time and that place.
Well, I mean, hey.
Yeah.
No judgment here. It is what it is.
Oh, and Resident Evil 2, so.
Resident Evil 2 or Resident Evil?
Also.
As well.
Yeah. Just making sure, like, you went way back. That's one of my personal favorites. You trying to get, you know, on the train?
Aren't they remaking?
2? Who knows?
Didn't they remake, like,
they did the first one.
They did the first one, Zero.
Call it in Gold, or there was a Gold. I don't remember.
They did 4 as well. They didn't remaster 4. They just re-released
it. Re-released it with a bunch of added content. Yeah. You could play as some other characters and things. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun.
No. Well, that's a great segue because what else is fun is Resident Evil. And with my week anyway, that's what I was waiting for. And I jumped in along with Joel. We didn't play together, but we started playing it on, Monday night? When it released officially on the East Coast, so we got to play it early, like 11 or something like that, or whatever it was, 10 or 11. That game is great, and I won't get too deep into it because that's going to be our topic and everything, but I played a lot of that. What else have I been playing? Overwatch with the guys, with Joel, of course, my co-op companion, if you will. And then... just shows. What is it? Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, I believe.
Oh, my gosh. I love that show so much.
My wife loves it so much. I didn't think she'd like it that much. And then, like, we watched, like, 3 or 4 in a row, and I was, like, kind of feeling the waters out. I'm like, are you still wanting to watch this? She's like, let's watch, like, 3 or 4 more. I'm like, it's 11. like, usually asleep by now, you know? Yeah. So, and I wanted to get to my game, so I was hoping she was tired, but she wasn't. So I was like, whatever.
That's a fail on you.
But, yeah, pretty much. other than that, that's all I've been up to, just playing those and just reading some comics and stuff. So getting ready for my birthday next week on the 5th, going to Comic-Con, Cedar Rapids.
Ooh. Nice. Very cool.
Sweet. Yeah. So that'll be fun. But other than that, Resident Evil. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. So if everybody played the demo at least or played the game.
I played the demo for sure. Okay. Yep, I haven't bought
it. Okay, so at least you have an idea what to expect.
So what I thought about the demo is I thought the demo was going to be a separate story, but then
it's a chunk right out of it.
Yeah, more into the game. I was like, all this is based on the game. So I'm like, oh, sweet. Then you see, I don't know if you guys at the beginning of the part, when you go to the basement and all the water's flooded.
Yep.
Careful on that. Okay, so do you guys want to spoil it, or I mean, let's do this. Let's not spoil it because that game is very predicated on like giving you not just the scary parts, but just you unraveling things on your own. So let's be careful and kind of dance around some of that stuff for the listeners.
Agreed.
And for each other as well. Yeah. You know, so I'm sure Noah's going to get into it at some point.
Probably. Well, we'll see. Honestly, like I'll probably represent the gamer with the like. It's back in school and the limited budget. NASA, you know, decide what they will. And, you know, honestly, I've just found when it comes to games that have a story and that's what you play, a lot like Uncharted.
Sure.
You know, there's not enough replay value in it for me to invest $60. I'd rather wait a little bit and get it used.
Right.
You know, just personally where there's I buy the games that have a lot of, you know, multiplayer aspects to it so I can play it, you know, over and over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I personally, I don't mind spoilers. But yeah, as far as the listeners go, that's up to you guys. So
yeah. I prefer not to, especially since I don't think I'm the furthest behind everybody else. I think Jose,
you started like 2 days before me.
Well, you know, work. You know, gotta have like work family.
Are you still
family video game balance?
Still in the first house?
I think the last spot that I stopped at. No spoiler or anything in there. How do I put this without really?
We can say there's multiple buildings.
I got to where the laundry room was, and then I was chased around a little bit. If you guys know what I'm talking about,
yep. Probably meet those.
And then I did a tape that where you had to avoid somebody for a little bit, and got an achievement for that. And and then got into a new area, and that's pretty much it.
Awesome.
So I'm not like way behind, but you guys are a little bit further than I think.
Yeah, I'm a bit further than
you. So this weekend I'm about to jam on that real hard though. So watch out.
So is the demo then like a prequel, or is it like actually part of the game that they took out to play?
Not entirely. No, it's not even entirely the same.
It's like a little segment of it.
Well, it has one of the same locations, but nothing plays out the same.
So they made it specially kind of for a demo. It's not Near Automata where they lifted it right out of the video game and you just play like a level, so to speak.
You'll recognize the area when you get to it. And then like, I mean, everybody's played the demo for the most part, I would say. It's been out for a while. Mm-hmm. In the demo, there's a section where you go into the house and it's all you're doing is walking through. And you put there's a videotape and you can put it into the VCR. And then when you do that, you're playing in the past as a crew, kind of like a Ghost
News
Hunters
crew,
type
right,
crew
yeah.
that are going into these houses and stuff. And so you play as them.
So sick of that tape.
Yeah, right.
Watched it like 30 times.
But you play as them in the past, and then that's the section you're playing in the demo. And then it helps you
figure out things in the present by seeing it. Right, right.
And it gives you an idea of how the game pretty much starts because you're in that area in the beginning at some point.
It also
gives
you some little hints where stuff are going to be at the beginning of the game. So it gives you more
right. So where to find certain items and things like that. Right.
And how to manipulate the past so that things in the present are open. So if a drawer is locked for you now, you watch a tape. You get to play out as one of the characters. Let's say you pick the drawer in the past.
Oh,
and they
cool.
and then leave
okay.
it open. And then when you go back to that drawer after watching the tape, it's unlocked now.
That's interesting.
A little bit of disbelief on that as far as that goes, but it's a video game.
But that's fun, though. I like that aspect. It kind of reminds me, I'll just a little bit off subject, but has anybody played Titanfall 2, the storyline? There's like a part where you can zip back and forth between the past and the present to get through things.
Yeah,
and
that was crazy.
I just think that's fun. That was crazy fun.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It was one of the best sections of that game, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
I haven't played it.
It's very good.
Let us tell you, it is awesome. Yeah. I have it, and you can borrow it.
Please.
Yes. Yeah. But
back to Resident Evil.
That was so good. Why'd you have to bring that
up? Or on to Titanfall 2,
Next topic.
I spent extra money on skins for that one just because I wanted to customize my Titan and be badass with a symbol and skin and stuff. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, Resident Evil, though. I'm really enjoying it, though. And it's not scary in the sense of like jump scares and stuff. I mean, there are a few of those in there, here and there. But I like how the house. Shut up.
Looking at Joel, he's like,
he knows. No. Yeah, Joel's like, I had to buy a new pair of pants.
I can't sleep at night anymore.
I pissed and shit.
You have no idea.
He looks at his wife. I pissed and shit in these pants. Is that good?
I can't turn off the lights.
A ring endorsement. No, but it is. I made Abby. Okay, this is just one little section I want to spoil. I made her put on the headset because I knew something was going to happen, and I hadn't done it yet, but I knew something was going to happen. So you're at it's when you're walking down the hallway after coming out of the basement initially.
I love that
walk
part.
Past the phone and it's thunderstorming outside and everything.
Like, oh, yeah.
You go into the bathroom, you pick up some health packs, whatever. You come back out. You're like, okay, where the hell am I supposed to go? This door is locked. And then you're like, okay, well, I guess I'll have to go back where I came. So you go back to the
stairs. There's knocking coming from that.
Yeah, someone's knocking on a door or something like that. So you walk down the hallway and it leads you back to the basement door you just came out of. Well, you open the door up and all it is pitch black down the stairs. You can see the first like 6 or 7 steps and then it just goes darkness. So you're like,
Yeah.
So I had the bright idea. My wife's
Hell
sitting
no.
next, my wife is sitting next to me on the couch with her phone. And I'm like, hey, put your phone down for 1 second. I want you to play something. So I took my headphones off and put them on her. And I'm like, just move the knob forward and go down these stairs for me, would you please? And she's just looking at me like, no, I don't want to do that. I was like, I think you should do it. So after
you'll get a kick out of it.
So I give her, I hand her, I put the headphones on her, and she starts walking. And then she rips them off real quick. She goes, "I hear breathing down there." Like, I was like, "You just keep walking, just do it." So she starts walking down the stairs, and then you see like, what was it like? What was the scary movie, the Japanese made movie, where they walk around and has the
Ring and
yeah it's kind of like the girl grudge. From the Ring
or the Grudge.
Yes, okay. It was like the girl from the Grudge crawling around on her hands and knees.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was awesome.
And she just sitting on the stairs, and the hair is hanging over her face.
Just don't say who she is, because that would that would be a spoiler.
But she's just hanging out down there, and then and then she jumps up at my wife, and
I love
like I said, spoiler.
She screamed?
Yeah. Oh, she screamed. She's like, "Wah!" You know, and she rips the headphones off. She's like, "I don't like this game. How do you play this by yourself?" Turn the lights off. And I was like, "I don't know. It sucks, but it's so fun. It's that fun scary, though.
Let her try it again.
You want to be scared.
Next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, when I get my VR. Yeah, buddy.
Are there any of the other, like, so, like, it kind of reminds me of some of the new indie games that have been out recently. Like, have you guys played Outlast or the Slenderman game?
Reminds me of Outlast.
Yeah, Outlast is kind of what I was thinking. Just play the demo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those kind of scares and, like, constant suspense around you. Like, even though there's, like, the silence is scary, you know, just because, you know, something's going to happen because nothing's happening right now.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like Outlast, but now you get to defend yourself in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you have to fight and all the stuff, which it makes it more interesting, but more of a
challenge
and more annoying, because I get tired of going over and over the same place. I'm like, there's nothing here.
There is some backtracking and stuff, but I mean, that's how Resident Evil games typically are, at least the, at their core.
Which is kind of tough, because in real life, I would never go back in the damn basement.
No.
Are you kidding?
Nope.
I would just stay there and wait.
I would never enter the house.
Well, there's that too, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're like, well, I guess I have to get another wife, I guess. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm like, I guess I have to move on.
Well, I mean, she has been missing for 3 years.
Yeah,
so
move on, dude.
Right.
It's an email out of nowhere. You wouldn't be interested, though? You wouldn't be like, oh, what happened to you? And you just forget about it, putting you on the spot.
Shut up. I can't answer this anymore. I'll leave her.
That's
I'll go back for the fun.
For the fun, you say?
I'll just go for fun.
Looking like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre house and full of crazy people to have some fun in.
Anybody want to go to an abandoned house?
In Louisiana.
I found one.
No. Yeah. And, well, also with that game, too, I mean, it's nice how they have the typical, like, Resident Evil, like, vibe to it. It's not, it doesn't feel like Resident Evil all the time, but the things that Resident Evil pull to the table, bring to the table, the tropes are there. Like, the item box is there.
Right.
The limited ammo, you
herbs.
Know. Yeah, the herbs are there and whatnot. And, you know,
Resident Evil 7, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right. I mean, and you better make those headshots and stuff when you're fighting bosses and whatnot, because the ammo's limited. And it's that feeling where literally, like, my daughter's playing a playthrough on easy, and I'm doing it on normal. And so she was playing, and she got to the point where there was a boss fight, slight spoiler, and she didn't want to meet, she didn't want to do it herself. She's like, handed the controller to me. And I did it pretty, I beat it on the first try. But then I played it later on my playthrough on normal. And I don't know if it was just me being a shakier hand or she just moving more because it's on a harder mode. But
it's harder to aim.
Exactly.
Without the VR.
And every time you miss a headshot or just a shot in general, you're like, that feeling of like,
literally,
shit.
Right.
You know, like, I only have like 18 of these things.
There's,
I can't
there's a lot
missing.
Of, what do you call it? Inventory management, just like in the old games.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. So I definitely like that kind of stuff about it. I mean,
lots of puzzles.
Find this key, find this piece, open this door, go back and backtrack and grab this.
Run away. So,
yeah, a lot of running away.
Which is not running, which I hate.
It doesn't feel like
it's
running.
It's not running.
It's not. You're like crawling.
It's a mall walk. It's a brisk mall walk.
Go quick to the food court before it's too late.
Yeah.
It's that old lady in the mall just pumping her arms around past
They're giving
the
samples at the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, the Chick-fil-A. Oh, now I want chicken sandwich. Damn you again.
Right. Yeah, if you think it's...
Like, this is a ban me. Like, you.
It sounds delicious, Noah.
Yep.
You have delicious ideas.
Bring you think you think it feels like you're running slow and on
you
a flat
are,
screen?
Though.
You have to see it in VR, man.
That's right.
You know,
tell us about that, Joel. I mean, you have the VR.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I've seen my daughter played it a little bit in the VR. Mm-hmm. And so PlayStation virtual reality helmet or headset. Mm-hmm. Daughter tried it. She got a little bit motion sickness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this game is one that the only negative thing I can say about the game is if you have any tendencies towards motion sickness, you will probably get motion sickness from this game. There are some default settings for the VR camera. I mean, not the camera, but the headset. You'll want to play with those at first. But the good news is, at least for me, like the first time I played it, I got a little bit motion sickness. Could only play it for like 15 minutes. The next time I played it for like 30 minutes. And then I have no more motion sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also removed all of the stuff that like they put in there to prevent motion sickness. I've increased the field of vision, you know, field of view, the FOV.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see everything around me.
Oh,
okay.
Because they can make it really narrow.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, that's good to tell people because I'm sure a lot of people don't know you can change the field of view, because that's a couple things I've read online that were quote unquote slight complaints or whatever. Yeah.
There's a lot of options, so you can mess around with those. We also had to like measure the distance between her pupils.
What?
To calibrate it,
because gotcha.
It will send the image towards, you know, towards your eyes.
Yeah.
And if it starts with eyes that are a little bit closer together, mine are a little bit further apart than I guess the average set of eyes. So I was getting a little bit of double vision and a little bit of headache at first until I got that calibrated, and it was causing her some motion sickness. So anyway, she went and tried it out on the regular flat screen TV. And I watched her playing it, and I was thinking, yeah, this is just not... I mean, it's great. It's interesting. It's got good atmosphere, but it's not really that scary. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you something...
There's something about being totally immersed in that world, I bet, that's...
You put that VR headset on...
I want no part of it. No part of it.
And the earphones that come with it give you 3D
sound. 3D sound, yeah.
So you can hear things above you, under you, every little crack in the house, every little sound.
Yeah.
The flapping of the
The house is the star in that game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because when you actually start getting into it, you realize that a lot of the time there isn't anything really there to scare you. It's just the ambiance and the sound of the house settling, the creaky floors, the wind kind of blowing through the cracks and all that stuff.
Doors closing
behind you. Like, that's one of the first things that got me as I walked through a door. It's like, you're thinking the door will just stay open unless you close it. Well, nope. Take a couple steps away, ka-doom, right behind you. You're like, holy shit. If you have surround sound, you really hear.
You guys want to run an achievement for that? Is close your own door?
Oh, yeah. I've done that.
I was like, stupid.
I haven't gotten that one yet where you put your hands up. I haven't blocked anybody because I usually run away. So
you're going to need it. Well,
at some point.
If you haven't had one of the boss fights yet, you're going to need it.
Okay.
Maybe. Unless you do it right the first time.
Okay.
Which I didn't. But
slight spoiler. No spoiler.
My daughter actually figured out how to fight this particular boss, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
Damn it. I want to know and I don't want to know.
I want to know which one, because I enjoy the boss fight.
Well, we'll talk off of afterwards or something, maybe.
There's a garage scene. So.
Love it.
Already had it was that awesome. with the guy that's of the persuasion of me.
With the person.
But let me tell you a little bit
going
about
the VR. Go ahead.
About the how to best summarize the experience. The atmosphere gives you a sense of constant dread. You never feel safe, ever.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. It's worse. Yep. It's worse than I have. Than I felt when I first tried Outlast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I've played a lot of horror games. I've watched a lot of horror movies. And there was a guy online, Destructoid.
Mm-hmm.
They gave it 100%, a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
The guy said that he loved the game and that he's pretty jaded towards scary games.
Right.
But with this one, that all went out the window, and I agree. There are jump scares. You can expect that to happen anytime something's in VR. But it's more than just that. You just never feel like you're safe.
Yeah.
Something's always around the corner or might be. Something's watching you.
And part of that, too, comes from the fact that yes, I mean, and this is not really a spoiler. I mean, by now you've heard people, most people have heard that, you know, you're dealing with the Baker family, which is this crazy, demented, like Texas Chainsaw type family. Mm-hmm. And there's something odd about them where they're, I won't really reveal that, but there's something kind of odd and off about them.
Even more so than them being odd and off.
Right? Yeah, there's a lot more going on there. I won't go too deep into that, but to the point where these people have kind of like their own little routes and patrols. I don't want to say like it's like a stereotypical, like you're going to watch a guard walk to the end of the hallway and keep walking back. You know, they don't, it's not like that, but they have their own kind of like things that they're doing throughout the house. And you just happen to run into them sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily just going to hang out in one room. They may be just out doing whatever. You might come around the corner and boom, there's,
aha!
Yeah, there you are. You know, and then Louisiana, you know, right. Louisiana
you
boys.
Just go, shit, shit, shit.
Yeah. 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 Cause it lulls into a false sense of security for a little while. Like you never, like Joel said, you never really feel like you're safe, but there's times where you're like, okay, I can kind of relax a little bit. I'm okay for now. I'm going to look
you
around.
Won't feel as much like that with the VR. Trust me. There are those rooms, just like in the other Resident Evil games, where you save, where you have some safety. But without trying to spoil anything. Otherwise, though, I don't know, man. This game is terrifying. I have literally screamed like a sissy girl at least a couple times.
Sissy man.
And and I'm not afraid to admit it.
It's okay, man. It means
You know, I wore my Depends. No, I'm just kidding.
They're doing their job. If anybody's jumping, guy, girl, whatever, man, child, whatever, it's doing the job. That's all I know.
Let me tell you one other thing about the VR that's kind of interesting. I didn't know this when I got the headset. It's not just in your face. It's also 3D. Mm-hmm. So. Like flies flying around and stuff around the meat or bugs flying around.
That's disgusting. It's
going right into your eye. Getting next to your eye like in those old 3D movies when somebody stuffs something towards the camera and it feels like it's coming to your – it really goes into your
I'm eager to try that because I just bought a VR last night actually and traded some stuff in and whatnot. And so – should have it in a couple days, so I'm eager to try that out, but I'm also not eager to try
Well,
that
I'll tell
out.
You I'll tell you something. This is everything I wanted from VR. This game gives me everything that I wanted because it's immersive. It's like you're in your own horror movie. Mm-hmm. You're the star.
Right.
You don't really want to be there a lot of times, but
it's cool too because it hit this point with VR so quickly. You know, most of the stuff out for VR right now is it feels like
shooting galleries.
It feels like tech demo stuff. Yeah. That's like, you know, hey, look what you can do here. You can fly. And it's like the fledgling, you know, early stages of this thing. So for a game to come out like, I don't know, a couple months into VR and have it take hold of that technology and make it work so well so fast is real promising. I mean, by this time next year, I can only imagine what the hell we're going to be playing in VR.
Right. Well, there's a game coming out on the PlayStation 4 called Farpoint.
Okay.
That they'll have a gun coming out with it at the same time that will have a it'll have like a move, like almost like a move controller to point at it at the enemies. So there'll be a little ball on the end of it, and then there'll also be a controller for your other hand to move around.
Mm-hmm.
So you can actually move and look instead of like if a game usually the games that use the move, they're on like on rails.
Right.
You like can't really go where you want.
Blood kind of thing.
Yeah, you can't really go where you want. It's just going to take you for a ride and you're in a shooting gallery. Mm-hmm. But in that one, you know, that new controller will allow you to move around and also aim the controller at what you want to fire at.
So they're going to be making more peripherals and accessories that are more suited for certain games rather than shoehorning certain controls into just the move controller or a regular controller.
And that one's being specific. Well, it's specifically being made with that game.
Okay.
But it's going to work with any game that
uses a gun. That's good. I mean, that's smart because I mean, that goes back to like, I remember when like Nintendo first came out, you know, from having, you know, like Ataris and things, and you could get the robot with it, you could get the gun with it, you could get the little trackpad with it, you know, and like all these different accessories made it seem, you know, real special and like there was just all these vast possibilities to, you know, enter this new form of gaming technology.
Right. I'm eager to see it. Have you tried anything as far as watching any videos with it? I mean, you can watch a movie on it.
Yeah, there are actually some 3D videos.
And it makes you feel like you're in a giant theater too. I've got the Samsung Gear that runs on Oculus.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know the motion sickness thing because the roller coaster ones. I can't do them. It turns my stomach.
Yep.
But there's some other very scary ones that, you know, kind of remind me of Resident. They're obviously not as as extravagant as Resident Evil, but, you know, go through houses and jump scares and things and it's being submerged in you know, 3D like that is really crazy.
Well, that's what sold me on getting the VR. I mean, I was on the fence. I knew at some point I wanted to get one, and I planned on it. But then I went over to his house, over to Joel's house. I'm saying his house as if everybody can see what I'm pointing to. Sorry. Over to Joel's house.
That's me over here.
to my left. Went over to Joel's house, and he sat me down in a chair, and of course, his wife Nina and his daughter Tatiana are there because they want to laugh at me as I sit in this chair. And he puts, he sets me up, and they have me play Until Dawn: Rush of Blood, which is the on rails, you know, shooter. Mm-hmm. And they got move controllers in both hands, and so I'm kind of holding them out like two pistols.
It's pretty fun.
I can attest to that motion sickness. It takes a little getting used to. After the first round or so, I was feeling real sick, and then I did a second round and I felt fine for the most part, but it was like that queasiness of going down like drops and stuff,
right?
And you feel like you're really going, like, it does a really good job of immersing you,
but you don't feel the g-force, you know, so
right. Yeah, it was really weird, like, you know, my stomach, you know. But
it does get, I have to say, it does get better with practice. So you know, when you first get the VR system, you won't want to play it for too long. Maybe a half hour, take a break. And after a while, you can go for an hour, 2 hours. I played last night for a couple hours, I think.
Okay.
They say Resident Evil 7 is supposed to be like 10 to 12 hours.
Yeah.
It's probably going to take me 20.
Right. Well, you take
because
your time
I play really slow. I mean,
I
with
prefer
the VR
to
headset,
do that too, just to get more time out of it.
I guess you can do a speed run that's like 4 hours.
4 hours,
or something like that.
Well, you can look behind picture. You can look behind desks. You can look underneath everything. You'd think, oh, look, there's a picture on the wall. You can actually look behind the frame.
Crazy,
So it's just so interactive in that way. So because of that kind of stuff, you know,
takes
me longer.
I'd say take your time anyway, especially for a game like that where it's not necessarily a linear path, but it's a game where the replay value could go down once you finish it. You know, you might want to play it one more time in a harder mode, maybe. Who knows?
The madhouse.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely makes sense to take your time.
Well, I got to take a break after every so often in that game because of the tension. And
yes, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly because I look forward to playing it, and then I play it for like an hour or so, and I'm like, okay, I think I'm done for now. Let me play Overwatch or something a bit more, I don't know. Happy,
just, less scary, right? Happy, right? Yeah, no, yeah.
That's what
like,
my wife and I
like
do.
Like Gravity Rush.
We watch a messed up movie, and that's like, you know, super gory. And I'm like, all right, we need to watch something happy before we go to bed, so we don't dream about this crap.
Right.
Let's watch some SpongeBob.
That's when you turn Kimmy on.
Oh man, so are you enjoying it still too, Jose? You haven't said a whole lot.
I'm not.
You're not enjoying it.
It's not that it's scary or anything. It's just it's my first actual Resident Evil game I played in since 4. Which I only played 10 minutes of that.
What?
It's not a game I could get into. I'm enjoying the story and everything.
Don't you just gloss over that. 10 minutes of Resident Evil 4.
Yes, 10 minutes.
We're going to have some words about this.
15 minutes then.
15. That's 15. Not enough.
No.
I played
no,
some of it. But
it was a really good game.
Joel's going to hold you down, and we're going to take you.
Yeah. We're gonna catch me outside?
Yep.
How about that?
How about that? Hold him down. Let's punch him.
No, I'm enjoying it. My little...
What is that titty twister move you just did? What is this?
Oh, God.
Don't punch him. Do that.
You hold him down and then I twist. Is that what you're trying to get
over again?
Say uncle. Uncle.
So you were liking it at first, the comments, or at least on some of your texts, but then I guess you put a little more and it's like,
yeah.
Just not your thing.
It's not my thing.
Why you rented it then?
Because you told me to.
Well, I said I'm glad you rented it.
I thought you said why.
No.
Yeah. I'm playing it. My little brother plays it more than me, but I'm enjoying him. I'm more of enjoying it. I'm watching it.
You're enjoying it vicariously through your brother.
Is
that
what
you're?
It's a good game to watch.
It's fun to watch somebody else.
My brother is at the age where he's playing games as well as watching YouTube videos, so he knows what to do now.
Uh-huh.
Like I started playing it, he's like, "Go here. Don't open that door yet." I'm like, okay. He's like,
you just do it.
I'm like, he's like, you need to get the
You'll
gun
be
first.
Sorry if you open that door.
And I'm like, he entertains me by doing it, but as well, he pisses me off because I'm like, right. You already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, he's just leading you down. Yeah.
I also hate little kids that are better at video games than me. Yes. I hate it when my nephew comes over and picks up Call of Duty 3 and just plays it bright, and I'm like, there's a reason I deleted this off the plate.
You saw that 360 no scope? I got you.
Okay. I can't do it. No.
I hate you.
No scopes. Yeah,
I'm at the point of the game where it's just not catching my attention anymore. So. Mm.
Okay, I mean, nothing wrong with that. I mean, to each their own. At least you tried it out and played it more than 15 minutes. So, I mean, I can give you that.
It beat the record there. So,
oh man, well, yeah, RE7. I'll definitely be playing that this weekend. My daughter was she was bringing it up too. She's like, "Are we gonna play this? You know, this tonight, later on." I know you got further than I was. We playing? I'm like, yeah. Gravity Rush 2.
Yeah.
Real quick about that. You know, we're not running out of time all the way, but we're getting closer. How do you feel about Gravity Rush? Has anybody else played it besides Joel? Gravity Rush 2.
Well, I've played the demo of 2, and okay. I own.
What do you think of that?
I own one, and you know, so I love the franchise. But I haven't. I'm almost. Beat one, and I'm waiting to buy two until I beat one, just to like pace out my video games. But
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but it was everything I expected a sequel to Gravity Rush to be honest. I mean, I don't really have a lot negative to say. It was another huge, open, beautiful world, and her powers were still familiar and
right.
You know,
what? So between the two of you, I mean, I've never played a Gravity Rush game before. So for those out there who've never played one, I mean, I've seen videos and everything of it, so I have an idea of what I'm getting into. But
neither had I. Actually, I bought the remastered version on the PS4.
Okay,
it was on sale or something at some point, and I had every intent of playing it. And then Gravity Rush 2 comes from GameFly, and I'm like, well, I really got to play this because I rented it.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter loved the first game, loved it. There were some complaints about the combat being a little off sometimes. Mm-hmm. The second game really does.
It is tedious with some of the combat.
It does. I think they've improved a lot of things in the second game as far as that goes. And they've opened up the world a little more. I think there's a lot of interesting side quests.
But for people who haven't played it, you play as a girl named Kat who has who they call the Gravity Queen, and she's basically got powers of gravity, and it is a lot of fun. It reminds me of something like Portal or one of those ones where you can kind of flip, you know, and so if you push a button, she can shift gravity, and so you can walk on ceilings, or you can walk on ledges, or you'll have to like go up into the air and then come at a strong attack to your enemy, you know, like from a distance to have a power attack.
It's really easy. It's really cool. It's
a lot of fun.
You see her floating through the air, and she's like kind of floating like on her back and then twirling around, and the camera's going on with the damn place. Yep. And I was like, holy shit, this is
That's just it. It's tedious. You have to move the joystick around to try to like, you know, in this 3D world, find where you want her to land, push the attack button,
and then
or the
she
land
can just
button,
plummet into the middle of like some enemies and start fighting them too, kind of like Devil May Cry style, or like
a little bit. It's a little bit of a button masher. Reminds me of Heavenly Sword a little bit, or Bayonetta, where you kind of like just you use like I think it's square and triangle or something to have your basic attacks, and you chain them together, you know.
Okay, and this is a PlayStation exclusive, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It actually started out as a PlayStation Vita exclusive.
Yep. The one I have.
That's what you're talking about.
And they really, that was a genius game for that, because it really utilized all of the Vita's functions.
It's $13
the
right now,
gyroscope.
Too,
so. Okay.
Yeah, and it's really affordable. I mean, you can even get the remastered version on the PSN store for very cheap, under $20. I'd say under $15.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
the Vita
same
so
with
underrated,
the same with the Vita.
DLC is
so
worth it though.
Didn't support it well enough.
I mean, I thought so. I had fun unlocking the different outfits. Like, she has a little maid outfit and goes on these maid quests, and then she has a little general's outfit, and you do the soldier quest. I don't know. That kind of stuff cracks me up. right?
I was like, should I get these just to like expand my game? But I'm still
Remastered version on PS4 comes with all of that.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably get that with the PS4 once I get it.
Yep. I'm looking forward to playing it this weekend. I definitely probably gonna be playing nothing but probably Gravity Rush 2 and.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, maybe
it does remind me though. Like, I agree with some of the quote unquote complaints about the combat being tougher or a little bit, because it reminds me of just some of those old like PS1 games we used to play or whatever, where, you know, you just have to really hit something just right to, you know, land it or whatever. And it's rinse and repeat,
You hit the wall.
Exactly.
Or, you know, there was like, there's like a rock in the way.
Yeah.
And there was the thing's eye you were supposed to kick and you hit the rock.
Yeah.
Because you weren't quite at, you weren't flying in at quite the right angle.
Right. So, or it suddenly like takes a slow turn down as you're coming in and you're just like, no, in slow motion because you know it's going to turn just as you fly past it. Yeah.
Nice. There's mining in this, in the second game. So you mine for like jewels and, or for ore, and it helps you to do like upgrades for your character. So there's some RPG type elements.
I really
want to
play this now. Can't wait to check it out.
And it's very stylized. It's got a very like anime. Cartoony anime, right?
Does she have a sidekick or something, or like a
she has a
co-op partner? Yeah. Like, who's the other woman?
The other girl, Raven.
Yeah,
she was her adversary in the first one.
I haven't seen her,
and then now I think she becomes her friend in the second one. But
now?
I don't.
I think so, but I haven't run into her.
Something on the cover art. Or the splash on the game when you load it up, it shows the two of them kind of like floating in the air.
They're the two gravity queens, right? They were kind of pitted against each other in the first one, and Raven had a go figure as her like the animal is what gives them their power,
and she's the dark
hair, and then Cat has a cat, go figure, and that gives her her power.
So
then, but right on the nose there,
right,
Dusty, yeah.
Okay, all right. Anybody? What else came out this week? Yakuza 0. I've heard great things. Anybody check that out yet?
I heard great things about it too, but I
haven't checked it out
When you hear people talk about it and you can roam around, it's Japan, right?
I played one of the earlier ones. They have some fun fighting and stuff. So,
well, this one has a lot of stylized fighting, depending on what you choose to equip or what style you choose to go as. You know, you see, I saw a scene on one part where the guy was doing like breakdance moves, where he's doing windmills, kicking people in the face and stuff.
Taekwondo than karate.
It's so crazy because that game is all over the board.
Capoeira.
Like, if you want to just wander around and go to like get late night ramen or go, like, there's a scene where you know, people are fighting in a building and
karaoke,
which is a mini like
mini game
with that and stuff. So it's like, it seems like hours of just dumb fun and just like wandering around and doing just stupid shit.
So it's an open, is that a, I don't know a lot about it, is it an open world samurai game or
not samurai, they're
it's like a, it's there's gang
related stuff, right.
They're the mob
mafia, whatever,
and the Japanese mafia,
and there's also environmental kills and stuff. So like, if a guy is riding by on a bike, you can just snatch the bike and like bash the guy with the bike and stuff,
right?
You know, slamming
kind of like Sleeping Dogs
glass and stuff. And
I love that game.
Environmental kills in Overwatch are my favorite.
Yeah,
I think we should probably, if we can, try and check that out maybe for next week. Just play a little bit of it, maybe rent it or something, or whatever. And maybe we can talk about that one, because it seems like it's, I think just the stories of just randomness would be fun.
There's
to
a
share.
Lot of random, random stuff. Yeah.
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah, and I really want my wife Abby to try it, because when it comes to open world games like Grand Theft Auto 5 or Assassin's Creed games and stuff, I like handing her the controller because I'm so, I don't know how to put it. I have an agenda.
You're linear.
You go for
it. I'm not necessarily linear, but I have an agenda. I'm doing objectives. I'm trying to take this down over here. I'm trying to open up all these shops over here and unlock this stuff. So I'm doing stuff for a purpose. But she'll get into a game and it's just no holds barred. It's like not to knock my wife or anything, but it's like letting a little kid play and then just doing whatever.
Butt mash, right?
She likes to just be chaotic and just blow up shit. And I just like watching her sometimes because she does things I don't think of.
Yeah.
You know, and she's not a gamer at all. So it's just funny to watch her just like, I'm just going to do this and jump
off this
cliff. Right. I'm going to push this guy into the traffic. And it's like, okay. You know, and I watch her just blow up shit. It's so funny, though. Like,
I'm
going to
kill this old lady.
She's just fun to watch. And, you know, she'll have a bat and beat
it's
up
like,
people.
Oh.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
I don't know what to think of anymore.
Yeah.
It's only with open world games, though. If something else where it's more linear, she'll lose interest because she's not a gamer. But it's just funny to watch her do shit like that. I don't know.
I always find it more entertaining watching people.
Joel knows Abby all too well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, she'll purposely walk in front of you just to make you like die. Sometimes.
She won't necessarily do that.
Online.
But there's been times where I'm playing, like, for instance, like one of the earlier Tomb Raider games, and like, you know how you can jump off of a ledge and
she'll jump off,
scream the whole way down. And, you know, if you're really high up, and I'll fall off. She'll just laugh, and she'll be like, "Do it again." I'm like, no, I don't want to die again. I gotta go. I gotta get back to that point.
Right.
Yeah.
I was jumping across ledges. I don't want to die again. Okay, fine. I'll jump off the damn ledge. And she'll laugh.
I want to hear her scream.
Yeah, she's funny. We played a little bit of. I just bumped my head. We played a little bit of Overwatch as far as the new event is going on right now.
Yeah, Year of the Rooster.
Yeah, the Year of the Rooster, the Chinese New Year stuff.
Yeah, there was a Capture the Rooster, Capture the Flag.
Capture the Flag. Yeah, actually. Let's talk about that. What do you guys think about the new Capture the Flag mode? I certainly have thoughts on it.
I thought it was kind of fun. At least the match we played was okay. It was.
I think it could be more fun if they put it on better maps. Like the maps that they put them on didn't serve the purpose.
I was not a fan. Maybe they can adjust it a little bit, and I think they could add it as a mode
if they do it right.
They won't do it though. No. Typically, they'll add that stuff in strictly as arcade, and no matter how broken or not so good it is, maybe, or maybe if it's great, you know, like with the May snowball fight stuff, they'll pop it in, let us play it for a while, and if people like it and take to it, like I work for Blizzard or something, but I'm assuming they would maybe pop it in there for an arcade in the future, but it won't ever be, I don't think it'll ever be like a quick play thing.
No, yeah, that's more of a move, you know, defend the objective or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would be fine, in my opinion, if it was just on bigger maps. Like, when you're playing Capture the Flag, when you only have a couple of doorways and choke points, it makes it really tough.
I say my biggest complaint was how small there. I mean, by the time they captured the flag, I didn't have time to get from where I was on the map back to either point to do anything about it. And it just seemed, you know, and it also seemed like it negated a lot of the characters' use. You know what I mean? I mean, some characters just seem like they'd be super bunk on that map.
You have to be really selective about who you pick.
Yeah.
And then not only that, but then your team is then split in half between who wants to defend this our flag and who wants to try to run across. But the cool thing I did like that I didn't think they would do is that they let you use your skills still. So if you're a tracer, you can zip, zip, zip with the flag in your hand and so on.
Oh, sure, right.
Stuff like that. So
makes it harder to catch her.
Right, but that makes characters like her become... meta for that, which, I mean, it's not like anybody, I guess, probably cares about meta for Overwatch Capture the Flag, but, you know, I mean, obviously when it comes to things that get competitive, balance is everything, and...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do like how they play with those modes, though. I mean if you look back, I mean, there was, what, the Lucio soccer?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a fun...
Yeah. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Fun events.
The May snowball fight.
I like when they'll get a new event. Oh, what was the Halloween one?
Yeah.
And you have to go through... Yeah, right. And it was almost like a little mini story or something, you know. And then out would come the monster, you know.
Junkenstein,
yeah. Junkenstein's monster.
We're gonna get you on this game at some point. I'm not giving up on you, man. I'm gonna keep pumping on your chest and putting life back in you, man. Just like, come back to me. You're gonna play it.
I will try Overwatch one more time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try
longer than 15 minutes. You bastard.
16 minutes.
16 minutes. Sounds like
I'll try it again, but not soon.
Okay.
I'll put it on
my you got to try it with us, though.
I'm going to pull off a Nicholas, and I'm going to put it on my queue.
You should play as Soldier 76. If he's a lone wolf, I mean, Soldier 76 is the lone wolf character. He can heal himself. He shoot. Everybody hates it. Seeing him come around, and you can, you know, you take to that.
Die. Well, yeah, that's Reaper's also.
That's Reaper.
Reaper. Sorry. Soldier 76, the other one.
What's this? In my sights. Something in my sights.
That's right. The COD. Pretty much COD ripoff.
Right, basically, right.
Guy.
Yeah.
I like Reaper. That's probably one of my favorites.
I don't know why I went to Reaper when I said Soldier 76. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, he says, he does say something in my sights.
Totally wrong person.
But I can't think of what it is.
Yeah. Well, that game is so good, though. Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. I mean, we're all looking at Jose like, what's wrong with you, you asshole?
I like the new hacker.
You don't like
character.
Her like Overwatch?
Oh, do you? I do too.
I can't get into
think she's kinda, I think she's cool. I like her.
I haven't played her a lot just because I like to win and I don't know her enough, and like I play the competitive mode more than the quick play, you know. But I've played a couple matches with Sombra, who made our team, and I've also played matches with Sombra on the other team who made it for them, you know.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing,
there's certain health packs that are just magic hacks, you know what I mean?
Right.
Temple of Anubis, the second point, the one that's underneath the bridge there.
Yeah.
But you hack that, I mean, because that's where, you know, if your healer's down or whatever, and that's where you go for your health pack, and denied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The cool thing, too, about that game is that, and like you were saying about Sombra, any character, if played correctly and in used in the right situations, can make or break your team. Mm-hmm. You know, a good Symmetra, a good Reinhardt. I mean, if people are, and then it's so cool how you can. It's like a puzzle of characters. If you can interlock them together in certain ways, I mean, you can run the table on people.
When true,
whether moving on an objective or holding one, the kill boxes, any of that stuff is so cool.
And the thing is, if you have like a team of five people that are just experts on each of the character they're playing, and you have go up against another five characters people who've picked their counter for how good you are. Each character's got, you know, counters, and you can't, you know, you can't always rely on, you know, that. And so, you know, other people can shut you down, and it makes you rethink your strategy. And it's like, okay, even though I'm awesome at Zarya, maybe I better switch to Winston, you know, whatever. Because they've got a Bastion, which is their, you know.
And that's another key thing, too, is like sometimes it's tough to catch yourself when you're going down a rabbit hole of dying a lot.
Right.
And using a certain character, you're like, okay, shit, I got to get off this guy. This isn't working for this situation. Yeah. I need to use somebody different. Get above the thing, use Farrah or something like that.
There's some characters I haven't played enough of that I think
could do that for you.
Would be good to.
Yeah.
Like Zarya. I hardly ever play her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played as Zarya a bit. I'm kind of like that, though, too, where I don't always just pick like one character. I try to, pick a couple out of a couple different, classes, but then. Mm-hmm. then that's about where I stay, I'm not the kind of person that, I could pick up any character and be awesome. Well, maybe I could, but I don't.
Well, I used to love Torbjorn, but they nerfed him so bad that
Torbjorn.
Okay, yeah.
He sucks so bad now. I mean, it's like
he's good for holding points and kill boxes and stuff.
He's good in some places, some maps, but it used to be that his turret would just take people down.
Yeah.
Now it's
Reinhardt's helpful to have though too, because I've seen where they set it up with a Mercy, a Reinhardt, and a Torbjorn or a Bastion, and he shields, and then the turrets just fire, and everybody's being revived and fed health and energy, and you're just like,
If a team knows how to play well, it's
true. Who did you play as when you played Jose for their 15 minutes of fame?
She was like a lady, like Air Force style.
Farrah.
She flying rockets.
Rocket. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I played her the most, and I actually enjoyed her.
Mm-hmm. She's one of my favorites. Yeah. She's fun.
She is fun.
It was so much fun. Like seeing, I enjoyed the game, but again, it's not a game I'll be playing a lot. But I enjoyed when I saw the crew. I'm a lone wolf again, so I see my team.
Yeah, it's
over
all about
there,
team.
You're gonna have a hard time.
And then I leave them. I'm like going myself. Yeah. Trying
it's
to
okay.
Them.
And Farrah's squishy too. So if
finding the whole group, the whole enemy group together, and then just using the rockets on them, it was enjoyable because I'll get like a triple kill on them, and I was like, oh sweet.
Sure.
And I died, and I was like, oh, I have to do this.
See,
again.
But you can be a lone wolf in Overwatch. You just got to be really careful when you pick your shots and who you're using when you're doing that stuff.
Yeah, you got to pick the right character.
I think aren't the off. Fence people can do a lot alone. I mean, I know they nerfed Widowmaker, but like she could be a lone wolf. God.
We got torn apart by a Widowmaker.
A good Widowmaker can be a pain in your butt.
Oh,
yeah,
geez.
Yeah.
The only thing with like Farrah is that she's
they usually
a little squishy.
Suck, but
that,
yeah, that's true.
But the new one who we were just talking about, the hacker
Sombra,
she's got great escapes or invisibility and things like that.
Yeah,
so.
But if she gets sprayed while she's running across something invisible, she becomes visible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to have something, I guess.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll just try it out. I'll try it out. So
yeah.
Give me
join us.
Week.
We've got
I think if you play with a group
drink
of friends, I think you might.
Well, that's for sure, yeah. And that is, I think, a quick negative about Overwatch is that it's been so popular now that if you don't have friends or people picking up a pug group, a pickup group, you can get with some noobs that just, little kids playing stuff,
And if you're talking,
you hear the little voice, singing, you're like, shut up, stop singing.
It's
mute.
Yeah, that's
going to mute.
I use mute a lot for those.
Yeah, you definitely have to talk during a game like that and kind of strategize a little bit, at least communicate what's going on. Oh, I have my special. Hold on to yours. I got mine too. We need to clear out this point so we can take this objective, et cetera, et cetera.
Be like, what's that dude YouTube name? Stone Mountain 64.
I don't know who that is.
Dude, this guy goes crazy. He goes like straight up general on your ass, and he's like,
oh, no.
I think he's like, this is Stone Mountain 64. Copy that. And people are like, what? He's like, shut up, dude. Yeah, you guys check that dude out. He's funny.
I'll have to look him up.
Oh, nice. Well, speaking of looking the people up, how about people look us up?
Yeah.
You know, we're at the end of our time here, but doesn't mean that the party has to be over. So we're going to go ahead and just share a little bit of our social media stuff or our gamer tags and things like that. And for our Patreons, you know, we're going to have a little after show, which, you know, we're going to call Final Round. So if you are a Patreon, tune in for that here. And, you know, enjoy some extra content with us. Probably answer some questions regarding our gaming, how we got into gaming and whatnot. And maybe we might even tap into what games we think would make great movie franchises or something like that. So we'll talk about that on the final round. So with that said, everybody want to share a little bit of information about your social media or gamer tags?
Yeah, man. I'll be on Xbox One. It's Your Senpai. With the UR.
You're not my senpai. You get him every time with that shit.
Sorry.
You know that, right?
I'm sorry.
Every time you say that shit, Joel just busts up.
And it is a comic relief, and it's working. So.
Look at him all red in the face.
I love it, though. I think it's.
You want to know my Instagram name? It's Hipster Made. Instagram.
Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah. You are Hipster Made.
Thanks.
Fuck. Pardon my French listeners. He is a fuck. But I love him.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
As for me, check me out on the PlayStation Network, Scorpio, _Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on both Xbox One and PS4. And my, I guess my ID would be Scorpio 1969. Mm-hmm. And it's the regular spelling, Scorpio. 1969.
Booyah. Ironically, mine is like the Scorpio spelled like the Xbox, even though I've had that like way before, because I'm obviously a Scorpio as well, you know, but I just changed the K to match that.
Look at that. Two Scorpios coming together for gaming. Imagine that. Glory.
Well, hey, what do you know?
Can you guys be in the same place at the same time and not have the paradox close up on us?
Right.
I think we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Well, you guys can find me at Dirty Dimes on both Xbox Live and PlayStation Network. If you want to jam or game with any of us, feel free to hit us up or just friend us if you want. If you don't really want to play anything that we're playing, you can friend us and see what we're up to. Otherwise, you can also write into our podcast and throw questions at us, and we'll, you know, hopefully pick yours to read on the air and answer that for you at Glitch Therapy. Excuse me, not at Glitch Therapy. It's glitchtherapy@gmail.com. So if you have any questions, you want to hit us up on that for the show. Otherwise, if you want to throw some money at our humble cause and help us keep the lights on, so to speak, and keep this going, you can hit us up at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And we'll let you know more about those levels and whatnot going forward. I mean, for even as little as $1 a month, you can assist us and
get access to the final round.
There it is, final round. Get access to that, and that's
you have to pay to win.
Yeah, pay to win.
Pay to win. No, don't say that. Don't say that.
I hate pay to win.
PDL.
Giving loot boxes.
Pay to listen.
Pay to listen. I like that. But yeah, you get access to final round, and we'll be having some extra stuff coming too for people that pay at a higher level, and so on and so forth. So, and some contests and stuff too, hopefully going forward. So, you can also follow me at Nerdy Raimondo on Twitter and Instagram. And otherwise, guys, stay tuned for final round if you are a Patreon. Otherwise, well, we thank you so much for tuning in, everybody, and hope you guys have a great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.